And the incredible fact, there you were, really the greatest movie actor. I say this because I believe it, and also I've heard many people of standing in your business say it, from Olivier to Lee Strasberg to David Lean, you name it, you could do it. And you could do it with that glorious simplicity and directness. You could just do it. You could enter your own life, but you could become someone else. You were a killer, a priest, a fisherman, a sports writer, a judge, a newspaper man. You were it in an instant. You hardly had to study. You learned the lines in no time. What a relief. You could be someone else for a while. You weren't you. You were safe. You loved to laugh, didn't you? You never missed those individual comics, Jimmy Durante, Phil Silvers, Fanny Bryce, Fanny McHugh, Mickey Rooney, Jack Benny, Burns and Allen, Smith and Dale, and your favorite, Burt Williams. Funny stories. You could tell them, and brilliantly. You could laugh at yourself. You enjoyed very much the friendship and admiration of people like the Kanans, Frank Sinatra, Bogey and Betty, George Cukor, Vic Fleming, Stanley Kramer, the Kennedys, Harry Truman, Lou Douglas. You were fun with them. You had fun with them, and you felt safe with them. But then, back to life's trials. Oh, hell, take a drink. No, yes, maybe. Then stop taking the drink. You were great at that, Spence. You could just stop. How I respected you for that. Very unusual. Well, you said on this subject, never safe until you're 7 feet underground. But why the escape hatch? Why was it always opened? To get away from the remarkable you? What was it, Spence? I meant to ask you, did you know what it was? What did you say? I can't hear you.